أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the relationship of this surah to the previous surah, Surah Al-Kafirun. And we also discussed certain aspects with regards to the revelation of the surah and other verses and ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Most of the commentators have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-fath, the victory, and the victory here refers to Fateh Makkah, and that is the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah that had taken place in the 8th year of the Hijrah. In the 6th year of the Hijrah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left Makkah Mukarramah. His intention was to make tawaf of Baytullah and Sa'i of Safa and Marwa, which is Umrah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was stopped at a place called Hudaybiyah. In the 7th year, he made the Umratul Qadha. And it was at this time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was stopped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam this type of glad tidings that fatah will take place, that victory will take place, the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down, and it had come down. Now when the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, and the victory from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, what happens? Is it in Islam that we only want victory, we want governance for the sake of ruling? Or what is the objective of Islamic governance? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that also. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see people entering the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in huge numbers, in large numbers, in large groups. So in the initial stages of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were individuals that were accepting the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at a very, very slow rate. But the time will come and obviously you will see people accepting the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in large and huge numbers. And this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen, to the extent that there is one narration that after Fateh Makkah, the people, obviously when Makkah was conquered, the Quraysh of Makkah accepted Iman and Islam, then that set the precedence for the rest of the Arabian Peninsula, because they waited for the Quraysh of Makkah. Whatever they do, the rest will follow, and then the rest of Arabia began to accept Iman and Islam. The people of Yemen began to accept Iman and Islam, and at one shot, at one time, about 700 people came from Yemen to Madinah Munawwara, making takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and 700 of them accepted Islam and Iman at the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Like in Surah Wadduha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَلْ آخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. That some commentators there say that it is the latter part of your life that will be far better than the first part. In the first part there will be struggle, but in the last part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors. And what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see besides people accepting Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The 9th year of the Hijrah was known as Amul Wufud. It was known as the year of the delegations. Many, many delegations from different parts of the Arabian Peninsula came into Madina Munawwara, and they accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they went back, they learned Islam. They went back, they taught Islam to the people, and in this way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his own Mubarak eyes had seen people accept the fold of Islam in large numbers. Now at this point, just to digress a little bit also, that we find that there is one narration and one riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I see with my own eyes that a time will come when people will leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in huge numbers. So some of the tabi'een, they have expressed a view and opinion which may be very important for us, that we need to take note. We cannot be in denial all our lives and everything being hunky-dory all the time. That they have stated that when we look at it, the reality is this, that when people begin to leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is when people become very, very vulnerable insofar as the iman is concerned. And if you look at the scholars of these times also, they will also tell us the same thing. Their observations show that there were very, very few people that were muttabi, firm on sunnah, and then they left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When sunnah leaves the deen, when sunnah leaves an individual, then eventually we find that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also leaves. So let us make one niyat, and very firm niyat in our hearts, inshallah, that we will try and keep on the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ourselves also, our families also, ourselves in our homes, in our businesses, etc. So here is that promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfilled that promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when that happens, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you that people are going to accept deen in large numbers, and now the reality comes, then what should you do, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Then make the tasbih of Allah. Tasbih means to glorify Allah. Celebrate the glory of Allah, the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah is free of all fault. بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. And at the same time, the hamd and the praise of your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also make istighfar. And here, and this is the signal that shows the last part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we find in the narrations that after the surah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly read, Subhana rabbika, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah, wa atubu ilay, and words that were very similar to this. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha says that after this we saw that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam did not show so much of happiness. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam did not smile as much as Nabi alayhi salatu was salam used to do before, because one could see that the journey of akhirat had begun of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And I think also very, very important is what signals it is the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is now coming to a close. And when people begin to accept the deen of Allah in large numbers, then obviously now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from this world. And then we also find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once again continued, and he exerted himself even more in his tahajjud salat. He would stand for longer and longer periods of time, and then the mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would swell. Innahu kana tawwaba. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all forgiving. So hence we find that in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst Allah gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the glad tidings that people will accept Iman and Islam in huge and large numbers, at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also prepares Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the journey towards Akhirah. And it is also important for us to take note that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is under direct instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase now the tasbih, to increase the tahmid, to say the subhanallah, and to say alhamdulillah, and to say astaghfirullah, then of course to a far greater extent, we also need to increase this insofar as our lives are concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.